Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 3rd, 2026. Today is Tuesday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Your boasting is not a good thing. Do you not know that a little yeast leavens all of the dough? Clean out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch of dough, as you really are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb Christ has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Here ends the reading. Not only did the congregation at Corinth fight about which traveling teacher was the best, it becomes clear as we proceed through this epistle that plenty of Corinthians were high on their own supply with regards to their wisdom. Plenty of New Testament scholars have made the case that Paul is contending with some in the congregation who believe their spiritual wisdom provided them special dispensation from actually having to live according to a set of morals or observe ethical boundaries. Just a few verses ahead of today's reading, Paul excoriates the congregation for allowing sexual immorality to exist within the body of the faithful. Apparently, the argument was being made by the super spiritual folk that what they did in their private lives had no bearing on their witness as followers of Jesus. And Paul is having none of that. Your boasting is not a good thing, he says. Paul then uses the metaphor of yeast. A little yeast causes all the dough to rise. A little sin infects the entire congregation. He calls upon the Corinthians to clean out the old yeast. In other words, to get rid of the sinful behaviors that will, in time, warp the entire community. Then Paul makes a reference to the Passover meal. As the gathered body of Christ, the Corinthians, along with every other assembly of the baptized, is as set apart as the unleavened bread used for the sacred feast, which celebrated Israel's deliverance from Egypt. While the congregation in Corinth, like most early Christian congregations, was a mixed group of Jews and Gentiles, the story of the Passover would have been familiar to everyone within the church. Continuing with the Passover imagery, Paul notes that Christ himself is the Passover lamb. Paul is calling upon the story of Israel's deliverance from Egypt and connecting it with Jesus' redemptive death that delivers us from sin. My caution here would be to resist taking Paul too literally. He is continuing to speak metaphorically, but this metaphor is also a theological assertion we find throughout the New Testament, from Paul to the Gospels and other epistles not written by Paul. The assertion is that Jesus' death somehow brings about salvation for the entire world. For Episcopalians reading or hearing today's passage, we will undoubtedly recall the line that is usually said immediately after the breaking of the bread at the Eucharist. Here's the line. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And the response? Therefore, let us keep the feast. This call and response in our liturgy is lifted directly from these verses in 1 Corinthians. In light of God's gift of salvation through Christ, the Corinthian response, and ours, must be to work to rid ourselves of the yeast of malice and evil, and instead be leavened by sincerity and truth. The reality is, though, we're all works in progress, aren't we? You see, I'm suspicious of anyone who thinks they've eliminated sin from their lives. And I'm mindful that to take the path which says it doesn't matter what we do in our lives because we've been baptized and say the general confession on Sundays and take communion, well, that sort of line of thinking weakens our testimony as individuals and as the church as a whole. The sin that afflicted the Corinthian super spiritual types all too easily afflicts us 21st century Christians. It's the sin of arrogance. Like the Corinthians, we get high on our own supply too. We can easily start to believe that whatever sins beset us are not so bad. And besides, we're smart people. We can think our way around all of those antiquated strictures to live our own version of freedom. Paul would have a word with us. Your boasting is not a good thing. God grant us the discernment and grace to seek out sincerity and truth in an age of malice and evil. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.